peaceful heart has a healthy body. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. A peaceful body has a healthy heart. A peaceful heart has a healthy body. Remember that. For that's what makes the world go round. Indeed, that's what makes the world go round. And that's what makes us live in a joyful way or in a sad way. A peaceful heart has a healthy body. Think about how you look at life, how you look at the circumstances in life, how you look at what's going on in the world and the things that are happening to you and to others and what your attitude is about them. We watched a movie the other night. It was from Eureka. It was in the second of the third series, and it was about finding Bob. And in there, different people were doing things for the wrong ideas. And this young couple was very much interested in each other, and they had to do it by long distance. And so the young man thought perhaps if he would chase away a man who was not harmonious with their relationship, that their relationship could be even better. And in the process, he caused the atmosphere to be difficult in this closed environment space that they were working in. And he caused people to take on reptilian activities with their bodies in their life and their affairs. And they solved it. They took care of it. But it just shows how when we do not have a peaceful heart, we do not have a healthy body. And the man who was interested in all of the women, interested in all of the things that were going on in his world, and he was just a very busy man-type person, and he allowed that to control his emotions and control his life. And as they said in the show, once a snake, always a snake, that when he was in an attitude of being unkind to others, he would always have that attitude of being unkind to others. Now, I was not harmonious with that. As I watched that, I thought to myself, a peaceful heart has a healthy body. Everyone who lives in a normal, healthy body, in a normal, happy body, in a normal, beautiful way, finds that they're living with a peaceful heart. They're not interested in all of these gigantic flow of stories of dramas and all of these things that go on the TV screens and the people from other planets coming down to capture the Earth and so forth. Why do we think those things? Why are we creating that type of an environment for ourselves to mentally live in? You say, oh, that would never happen. That would never happen. That doesn't matter. Are you watching the movie and are you becoming involved in the movie? Do you become so attached to the movie that your emotions are high in pitch, that you even seem nervous sometimes and you're fretful? How will it turn out? Well, you know how it's going to turn out. It's supposed to turn out right. And if it doesn't turn out right, you don't like to watch those type of pictures. And why don't you like to watch those type of movies that don't turn out right, that the good people don't win in the end? Because that's contrary to our nature. That's contrary to our peaceful heart. That's contrary to our healthy body. It's contrary to who we are. And yet we persist in watching these things. We persist in doing these things, not just movies. We look at a dog chasing a cat and we say, will the dog catch the cat? Or will the cat turn around and say, no? Yeah, sure. We even laugh at that, don't we? We look at the tragedies of life. We look at the conditions of life that are and inharmonious, and we let them be our attention getters. We let them claim our attention, claim our awareness. We let them cause our peaceful heart to be shaken. And as our peaceful heart is shaken, so is our healthy body shaken. Just look at all the things in the news. Look at all the things on our internet. Look at all the things that are persistent there. Oh, the internet can tell you all sorts of stories about special medicines that are helpful for your body. How many people even thought of those things years ago? Not at all. But as people started thinking about these things, then things started happening for them to be taken care of. Oh, the Chinese medicine and the Japanese medicine and the Hindu and Indian medicines and the medicines of other cultures and of the simple cultures, yes. But they were not stricken with tremendous numbers of people as they try to tell us today that certain diseases are on the increase. And by having those thoughts in our heart, having those thoughts in our mind, we live a very unhappy life because we're in a very unhealthy body. Now, within the body of every single human being is every disease that is possible for any human being to have at any time. They all exist. There's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new anywhere in the world. But we say there is. We say there is, and we say we might get it. Well, we've already got it. We've got everything that can be gotten. We've got every disease that is known to humanity and not known. We already have them. Why aren't we all living in our sick bodies, in our sick minds, in our sick world? Because we're not paying attention to all of them. Oh, the newspapers, the magazines, the radio, television, all of these things try to give us more insight into it, more awareness of it, that these things are happening and that they're on the increase. But the numbers may seem large because we have a large number of people, but I contest and protest that always the numbers are small. The number of people in prisons is very small compared to the total population, and even that's too big. The number of people in hospitals is very small compared to the total population of the world. We lose sight of our values, and we think that just because some people have chosen to think about these things and have them be in their unhealthy mind, in their unhealthy heart, and that is thinking heart, that they have to be a reality. They don't have to be a reality. A peaceful heart has a healthy body. Do you have a healthy body? You bet your life you do. Do you have a peaceful heart? Basically, yes. But when your heart gets unpeaceful at any time, for any reason, stupid or otherwise, then you have an unhealthy body. You may not have an unhealthy body the way some other people do, but you have an unhealthy body because you're always looking at these things. They try to say the doctors use these pills because these pills are so wonderful. Well, the doctors are using those pills because the doctors are thinking they have a problem there. When the doctors don't think they have a problem there, they don't use those pills. And they're saying that some pills are worse than the condition itself. What can we do about it? Well, we can have a peaceful heart. We can say, now there is peace on earth, and it began with me. Now in me is a peaceful heart. Now in me is a joyful being. Now in me is a wondrous, marvelous, fantastic being And I call that being me. I call that being my I am. I call that being my God self. I'm created as a perfect idea in the universe. And I am created by God as God. And all that God is, I am. And when I can come to this realization that the creator of the universe created everything and called it good, and that the creator's name is my name, and he called it good, he called it all good, and some people like to say she called it they. Well, we're looking at mankind, not humankind. We're looking at the ideal, and seeing the ideal, we're being the ideal. And being the ideal, we're living the ideal. Can you have a peaceful heart? Can you look at life about you and not be rumbled by it? Can you look at the circumstances of life and say, peace, peace, there now is peace on earth and it began with me? Can you walk into the difficult areas of life where people are having arguments or discussion or disagreements of one kind or another, and can you say to yourself, I am peace. Wherever I am, there is peace, and I am everywhere. Wherever I am, wherever my thought is, there is peace. Wherever I am is my peaceful heart, and my peaceful heart is the peace that passes all understanding. My peaceful heart is the peace that is there. Would anyone create chaos if they had an opportunity to create peace? Would anyone create confusion if they had the opportunity to create understanding? Would anyone create worry and concern and mistrust if they had the opportunity to live in a peaceful heart, a happy heart, a heart filled with knowing that all is right with the world? And so it is. Can you do that? Can I do that? Can we do that? We certainly can. It's just a matter of choice. The peaceful heart has a healthy body, and my heart is peaceful. My heart is peaceful and my body is peaceful. My life is peaceful, my world is peaceful, and that's all that matters. There's nothing else in this universe that makes any difference except that I live in my peaceful heart. And as I live in my peaceful heart, all works out in perfect divine right order. As I live in my peaceful heart, my body shines forth its perfection and wholeness. My body is a healthy body. For that is who I am, and that is what I am. And that's what makes the world go round, and that's what makes me a happy fellow. My peaceful heart generates my healthy body. And that's what it's all about. Have a lovely day, and know that with all my peaceful heart and all my healthy body, I say to you this lovely day, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.